We continue with Mishnah Berurah and Yomi Hochos Kriya Shema Zeminun Ches Siv Beis. As Machabrim Lo Karo So Kodem Neitz Achama. If you didn't read it before Neitz, Yishu Lahakim Lo Karo Mehera Kol Masha Yuchal. Then you should try and read it as early as possible. The Mishnah Berurah says because of the rule of Zrizin Magdimin Lemitzos. However, you don't have to daven biyichidus in order to read it to say Shema earlier. Once you missed Vasikin, you should try and do it as early as possible. But that's with a minion. Siv Gimel. Mi shehu anus, somebody who is out of their control, it's not in their hands. Kagon shayim mashkim letzitz aderech b'makom gedudei chayiv elistim, such as if he's going out on the path, he's going out on the way, and it's a dangerous way, and therefore he will not be able to stop to say Shema, shalo yuchol lama v'lechavein afil parsha rishona afil alo avecha. You're not going to be able to say Shema at all once you go out. O shemnei shiarocha meher v'liyam tinu lo klal. Or you're going with a party who will not be willing to wait for you to say Shema. Yachol ekorsim rechosem mishalom v'rashachar. Even though we say that it's best to say it after Misha Yakir, from Amudal HaShachar is already a time that you would be allowed to say Shema B'diyeved, because that is also, says the Mishnah Berurah, called B'kumecha, a time when people are waking up. T'kema Shalom HaShachar, Shabbat Kareinu B'kumecha, V'gam Shabbat Mikar Yotze Or, and you could also say Yotze Or at that time. Avalim, Eidu B'magam G'du Dechai V'listim. V'gam Ebnei Shara Nechbazim Kol Kach, but if you don't have these requirements, Afil Yotze Lederech Achash Alam HaShachar, Eina Kori Ad Shigdi Azman. Even if you're going out on the way, if you're able to stop to say Shema, so then you shouldn't say it before Midrash Acher. You should wait till after Misha Yakir in order to say it. And the Mishnah Berurah says, once you're saying Shema, you should also daven at that point. Also, since you won't be able to daven later either, and you should also put on tefillin, but don't make a bracha on them until the time of Misha Yakir comes. You should touch them, as we said earlier in Siman Lamed. When it comes to Yotzer Or, the Magen Avraham through Meganim say you should not say Yotzer Or before Misha Yakir. And the Vilna Gaon says this as well. So even though you'd be allowed to say Shema before Misha Yakir after Midrash Acher, saying Yotzer Or would be problematic according to many poskim, and these are the issues that we get into when it comes to davening before Neitz, davening before Misha Yakir, and we discussed these issues earlier when we spoke about them in Hilchos Tefillin. Siman Tziv Dalet, Imkra'a Misha'alim Midrash Acher, Af Pishaloya Anos Yotzer B'diyeved. If you didn't have these reasons that you needed to say Shema early, but you said it anyway, before Misha Yakir, after Midrash Acher, you are Yotze B'diyeved, because, as we said, this is a time when people are getting up, so it is called B'kumecha, it's just not the ideal time to say it. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, this is only to be done by Akrai Ba'alma, which means it should not be a set thing which you do. How often is it considered to be set? The Mishnah Berurah says you should only be done once a month. In that case, you'd be Yotze B'diyeved. But if you are Ragil, you make this a regular habit of davening before Misha Yakir, even when you are not an anas. And the Chachamim said, even b'diyeved, you are not yotze, you would need to repeat Kriya Shema. If it's a shasad chak, then it's going to be okay because you have no choice. But if it's not a shasad chak and you choose to daven before Misha Yakir, after Midrash Acher to say Shema at that point, you're not an anas. Doing it more than once a month will be considered to be not even yotze b'diyeved.